Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord on this wonderful Monday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul, including life prayer, life teaching, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have, oh my gosh, a provocative title for you this morning. We're about to get into some purging. Our topic for today, it's what kind of friend are you? Let that sink in. What kind of friend are you? And I have some questions for you to answer. And our scripture for today comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. Additionally, Hebrews 12 and 1. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in live with me to Morning Motivation, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. You can call in at 323-870-4180 or tune in online live from my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's FeelDFire.com. But if you cannot tune in live every day, the best thing to do is to follow the podcast. That way, the recording of the live show Monday through Friday will be texted straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern Monday through Friday. You can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. And if you do that at any time today, to sign up, then you will receive the recording of today's text as part of your confirmation. I'm sorry, of today's part of your confirmation text. So welcome to everyone who's tuned in live right now. You should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, reading from the KJV. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. This is Jesus talking. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Hebrews 12 and 1, also from the KJV. Wherefore seeing, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now, wherever you are. What kind of friend are you? Now, since this is a purging type of teaching, I need you to understand that the question is being posed to you today, just like it's being posed to me, even though I'm teaching it. So I need you to repeat after me. What kind of friend am I? Say it again and point at yourself. What kind of friend am I? You know, it's so easy for us to talk about how others don't measure up in friendships. You know, this person was a gossiper. This person was a backstabber. We have all kind of reasons that we can assign to why our friendships didn't work out with other people. And in some occasions, you know, that's valid. But the problem is that we never like to look at ourselves. But this word that we read in John 15, 1 through 3, taught us today that part of abiding in Christ and part of being a Christian is understanding that there is a need to purge ourselves of our inappropriate behaviors, inappropriate conduct, unchristlike mannerisms. Because Jesus said, every tree that's in him, in other words, every part of him, every one of us that doesn't bear fruit, God takes away. But then for those that are bearing fruit, God purges them to do what? For what purpose? To bring forth more fruit. See, it's just like having a plant. Now, I'm not, you know, a person with a green thumb, but my mother is. My mother loved flowers. Every morning she would be out there in those flowers. She talks to her flowers. You know, she waters them, all kinds of things. And at certain times during the year, she purges them. She cuts away dead roots or dead leaves. You know, she does the trimming, everything that's necessary to make that plant grow into a better plant. Well, here on Morning Motivation, I'm not just giving you fluffy, feel-good words. Because the goal of this hot breakfast for your soul is to do what breakfast does. Nourish you so that you are empowered to grow strongly. What kind of friend are you? Let's get into these questions. I don't think I'll make it through all of these, so we may have to do a part two tomorrow, but I need you to buckle up and get ready. Let's go. Number one, say number one, do you make inappropriate demands on the time of your friends? Do you make inappropriate time demands of others and get mad if they don't comply? Listen now. Do you, not Susie, John, or whomever just went through your mind about, oh, I know somebody who does that. Today's topic is not what kind of friend is Susie. It's what kind of friend are you? Do you make inappropriate time demands of others and then get mad when they don't comply? For example, do you expect that every time you want someone to answer the phone for you, that they're supposed to answer, regardless of if they have jobs, they have families, even if they don't have jobs or families, you know, they may just want me time. But do you expect that every time you call people, they're supposed to answer you, no matter what time of morning, afternoon, or day, no matter if you've already called and spoken to them two or three times a day? Another way that you can check yourself on this is, do you blow up people's phones? You know that slang vernacular, right? You called at 9 a.m., they didn't answer. You called back at 9:30. You call it back at 10:30. You call it back at 12. Well, they're going to answer you when they have the time. So that's an example of you making inappropriate time demands on people. Do you call at 10 o'clock at night, or they tell you that they already have something planned? For example, for me, I don't watch a lot of television shows, but there are two or three shows that I just love to watch. And my friends know this. Why call me during that time? Because unless it's an emergency, you shouldn't call. Because if I answer you and it's not an emergency, I'm going to tell you, you called during my showtime, I'll have to call you back. Then if you keep calling during that time, I'm just not going to answer at all, because you're like the boy that cried wolf. You called so many times during the time that I've already told you I'm not available that now I don't want to answer. Do you make inappropriate time demands on others. What kind of friend are you? If you found yourself in number one, then you need to resolve that, and we'll get to that. Number two, do you only bring bad news to the atmosphere? Isn't that a good one? Do you only bring bad news to the atmosphere? Every time that you call or text, is it drama? Or is it about bad news? Is it about what someone has done for you? Do you ever call your friends just to ask them or text them just to ask, how are you doing? Or what's going on in your day? Do you ever remember their birthdays or anniversaries? Do you call them to pray with them or encourage them when you know they're going through something? Or is it every time someone sees your phone number or you coming, you know, across their phone or your text coming, that is just drama? Never anything good. Always about somebody talking about you, always about someone backstabbing you, or you talking about someone else. And even worse, some of you may not even say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You just call and immediately go into your tirade. What kind of friend are you? Would you then be surprised that your friends don't want to answer your calls or don't respond to your texts? You know, for me, early in the morning, that's definitely my devotional time with the Lord, and morning motivation is part of that. But I prepare, not in regard to I'm preparing a sermon, because I ask the Lord to give me fresh manna from heaven for you each day. So I don't even know the topic I'm going to teach until that morning, and I'm not joking unless it's a series. So God gives me the topics, and he gives me the scriptures, but in the morning, first thing, I don't want to hear anybody's drama. Now, if it's an emergency, you know, someone is sick, they've been in an accident, someone's died, someone's jumped on you, that's different. Let's pray and let's encourage you. But I don't want text messages. I don't want phone calls telling me about drama or look at somebody else's drama. What kind of friend are you? Do you only bring bad news to the atmosphere in your friendships? Isn't this some good teaching? Everybody, call out your name right now. Rossi, now ask yourself, what kind of friend am I? Glory. Woo, this is great, but our time is almost run. So I got to go into prayer, do the altar call, then I'll assign you your task for today. And I want you to make sure you tune in tomorrow. I have a few questions, so we'll continue this until we get through the questions, unless God, you know, says differently. Let's go into prayer. Isn't this a powerful word? This is what breakfast does. It empowers you to grow. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you for this day. Father, this has truly been a provocative, empowering, powerful teaching on today to make us question and autopsy ourselves, to purge ourselves spiritually as we answer the question, what kind of friend am I? It's purging time, Lord, so that we can be more productive and bring forth more fruit. So, Father, we have to look at ourselves today. We're not pointing at others, but we're looking inward to answer the question, what kind of friend am I? So that, Father, we can be better branches, so that we can lay aside every weight, and so that we don't be a weight. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. I ask you, Father, to purge us right now, even regarding those two questions, where we are inadequate. Help us to repent and help us, Father, to be more considerate of others' time. Help us, Father, to check what we're about to say, to evaluate whether we only bring bad news, or whether we bring good tidings, whether we brighten others' days, whether we smile and laugh. Help us, Father, to be better friends. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and give God praise. Our time is almost out, so I'm going to do the altar call and assign your task. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I repent and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, everyone, and just say, Lord, help me to be a better friend. Say it again, Lord, help me to be a better friend. Come on and give him praise as I assign you your task for today. Part one of your task is to make sure that you are living out this word today and that you are developing close relationship with the Lord by going to church, Sunday school, Bible study, tuning in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday with me, or following so you get the teaching text to your phone by texting MM's phone number 33222. Now, the second part of your task is I need you to put affirmative action. Well, I need you to, I'm not saying affirmative action like race affirmative action. I need you to affirmatively, actively do better in those two areas today, in being more considerate of others' time and being more considerate of what kind of news you bring to the atmosphere. We'll do part two tomorrow. It's purging time. Go to my website at fieldyfire.com. That's how you contact me, and that's how you send me prayer requests. I'll see you in the morning.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing enough.